91X News.
It's minus six with light snow at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennops. Students at Loyalist College might notice the college is a lot colder since returning from the break. The school has been experiencing issues with boilers for a couple days now. While the boilers were fully operational this morning, the college staff were advised that another problem was in sight. Contractors have been called on site to make sure the boilers are operational again. A flood outlook report for the potential of flooding due to frazzled ice has been given by Quinte Conservation. Conditions are similar to those experienced in 2004 when frazzled ice became an issue in the Salmon, Napanee, and Moira River systems. Frazzled ice is a sticky, slushy ice that forms in fast-flowing water in very cold temperatures. The statement will be in effect until next Monday. Winter weather travel advisory is in place for late this afternoon, this evening, and until a couple hours after midnight. Friday and Saturday are looking to be very cold. Thursday night's low is projected at minus 23, but Friday will be colder with a low of minus 27. The high for Friday is minus 18, and a possible high of minus 19 is to be expected on Saturday. Alerts and warnings should come in the near future. Along Highway 401, the bands of heavy flurries will likely be from Whitby eastward to around Kingston area. An amount of 5 to 10 centimeters of snowfall is possible. The cold snap is returning. It's a time when many would prefer to stay inside and be warm. Some, however, do not have that option. Evan McClelland has the story.
The biting wind is something to be avoided, but that's difficult for the homeless in Belleville. Brandy Hodge is the director of community engagement at the United Way of Quinte. She says,
"This is a hard community to be homeless in because we don't have a shelter."
That is not to say that there isn't anything to help in the community.
There's some amazing work being done. Salvation Army provides a warm room. I know the city opens up some warm spaces, but they all close at about 11 o'clock at night.
There is one other option. Joan Gauthier of the Canadian Mental Health Association.
If we're really full, they also have the option of bus ticket outside of the city, like Ottawa or Toronto.
Abby Mills of the Salvation Army says that there is a solution in the making.
I am looking forward to seeing when Grace Inn Shelter opens up. I know there are a lot of people who will be able to make use of that.
Until that shelter is done, the winter cold will continue to be a problem for those without a place to stay. Evan McClelland, QNET News, Belleville.
Four female actors have filed civil lawsuits against Canadian actor Albert Schultz. He is accused in sexual battery and harassment of a sexual nature over a 13-year period. Four women are Kristen Booth, Diana Bentley, Hannah Miller, and Patricia Fagan. None of the allegations have been proven in court. Schultz and the Soul Pepper Board were served notice of the claim, but they have not yet issued a response or made a statement to the media. The OPP is looking for a man involved in a break and enter in the town of Bath in Loyalist Township. Two people entered the property of Loyalist Golf and Country Club on Monday driving an older model white or silver Ford F-Series pickup truck. A single man entered the loading doors on the north side of the building. He took multiple bottles of liquor and $300 in cash. The male is described as Caucasian, between 30 to 40 years of age. He was wearing a black toque, a beige winter jacket with a gray and black vest underneath, black pants with a distinctive gray pattern from the ankle to the knee, and black running shoes with a white sole. Kingston Transit has broke a record for transit ridership in 2017. They hit 6 million rides in the past year. Ridership has been increased more than 10% for the fourth year in a row now. According to Jeremy DaCosta, the general manager of Kingston Transit, ridership jumped 13% in 2014, just over 11% in 2015, and 11.5% in 2016. Toronto Mayor John Roy says he will be working to open a federal armory that will cope with the unequaled strain on the city's shelter system for the homeless. He says multiple things have led to a big spike in the number of people looking into the shelter system.
The truth of the matter is that we are seeing dramatically increased demand from previous years. driven largely by the factors I mentioned a moment ago, the refugees, mental health issues, and the weather itself. There has been a 30% increase in the nightly average use from this time last year.
Joshua Boyle, who is a former Canadian hostage, made a short video appearance in an Ottawa courtroom today after being charged with 15 offenses. He is still being held in custody. Christy Kirkup reports more.
Boyle's appearance in an orange jumpsuit from the Ottawa Carleton Detention Center lasted less than 2 minutes before the case was adjourned until Monday. Court documents show 15 charges against Boyle, including 8 counts of assault, 2 of sexual assault, 2 of unlawful confinement, and 1 count of causing someone to take a noxious thing, namely trazodone, an antidepressant. The purported acts allegedly occurred between October 14th and December 30th after Boyle returned to Canada. Christy Kirkup, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Thieves in Venice, Italy, stole a golden jeweled brooch and a pair of earrings. Megan Williams has the details.
The stolen jewels, worth at least tens of thousands of dollars, were part of a show of the treasures of the moguls and maharajas at Venice's Doge's Palace. Thieves stole the items Wednesday morning on the last day of a 4-month exhibit. Venice Police Chief Vito Gargilari said the robbers opened the glass case holding the gems as if it were a tin can, while the alarm sounded too late. Surveillance cameras show the theft was carried out by 2 men, one who blocked the view of the other while he broke into the case. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
All right, class, let's get ready for a field trip to Quinte Conservation Areas. Johnny, do you have your cross-country skis?
Yes, Mr. Jackman.
Janice, do you have your camera ready so you can take some pictures of all the beautiful wildlife?
Yep, here it is.
Chris, do you have your hiking boots? Last time you only had runners and got stuck in the mud.
All packed.
There's over 1,200 hectares of land, so everybody keep a close eye when we get there.
Quinte Conservation Areas, where people and nature live in harmony. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more details.
Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennox with QNET Sports. The Belleville Senators have their first game of the year tonight against the Binghamton Devils at the Yardman Arena. Trenton Golden Hawks versus Aurora Tigers will happen today at Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens at 7:30 p.m. Kingston Voyageurs are going to be playing against the Pickering Panthers tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Invista Center. Newmarket Hurricanes will play against Whitby Fury tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Ray Twiney Recreation Complex. The Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Nashville Predators 3-0 last night for their 8th time in a row. Golden Knights goalie Marc-Andre Fleury says the team is hardworking and they work well together.
The work ethic that the guys bring night in and night out, you know, I think that's what's given us a chance to win. And, you know, we're a fast team, very energetic, very fast. And just as a team, I think the chemistry is good and we rely on each other to win games.
The Buffalo Bills will have their first postseason game in 18 years when they visit Jacksonville to face the Jaguars this Sunday. Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams says it's his first trip to the playoffs in his 12-year career.
Well, I just think it makes it worth it, right? You know, you're going through everything because you want an opportunity to be a world champion. You want a chance to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, for the first time in my career, you know, this is really the first chance I've gotten. So, you know, it makes it worth it.
The Ottawa Senators have assigned Belleville Sens forward Vincent Dunn to Brampton Beast of the ECHL. Dunn has 3 assists and 29 penalty minutes in 14 games with the Belleville Sens this season. Nancy Martin and Catelyn Schneider won over Emily and Robert Desjardins with a 7-6 win in today's draw at the Canadian Mixed Curling Championship. Ex-boxing champion Vinny Paz has been released after turning himself in on a felony assault charge in Rhode Island. He is accused of biting a man, knocking out his teeth, and sending him to the hospital. Chicago Blackhawks are playing against the New York Rangers tonight at 8 p.m. In trade with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, quarterback Zach Caleros has joined Saskatchewan Roughriders. Caleros was nominated twice for the CFL Most Outstanding Player Award, but he lost his starting job last season. Tennis star Novak Djokovic is still not sure whether he will be able to play in the Australian Open due to a pain in his right elbow. He said in a statement that he will travel to Australia to participate in 2 exhibition events next week before making a decision. The fourth stage of cross-country tour, the ski races, was canceled due to a heavy rain and strong winds. The competition was stopped today after the women's prologue. After three stages, Canada's Alex Harvey was fourth overall in the men's standings. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today a mix of sun and cloud with flurries, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a high of -5. Tonight, partly cloudy, 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a low of -13. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of -11. At 4:10, it's -6. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Julia Lennox, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.